It's been some time since someone's been bold enough to just waltz into my lair without a care in the world. You do know that I'm going to eat you, right? Though really, looking at you, I'm not sure it's even worth the effort to get up from my nest. You wouldn't even make a good snack. So tell me why you're here. To take my gold, harvest my scales, steal an egg? Or are you just trying to prove your worth by slaying a fearsome beast? Explain to me why you've chosen to disturb my rest. Diplomacy. To speak on behalf of some humans. You need better friends, tiny one. You've been sacrificed. I'm a dragon, you fool. I've lived for centuries. I've seen puny kingdoms take root, grow, and inevitably be overthrown. I've fended off crusaders in their righteous anger. I've defended my treasures from clumsy thieves. I've overpowered arrogant magic users. And I've crushed every single knight that's ever attempted to challenge me. What do you bring to this battle, little one, that can defeat me? Nothing. What do you mean, nothing? Surely you didn't come here without a weapon of some sort? A sword? Fearsome magic designed to use my power against me? Dastardly tricks? You don't think you can best me? Well, yes, my accomplishments are very impressive, and I am rather powerful. You're right. No human could ever hope to match me in any arena. You're surprisingly sensible for a lower creature. You really just want to talk. You're strange, human. Stranger than any that have ever set foot in my lair. I understand that a thief desires gold, or a mage that's greedy for arcane knowledge. They're foolish, of course, but I understand the desire that drives them. You, though, seem far more foolish than my vast intelligence can comprehend. Fine, yes. I'll speak with you. I'm bored anyway. It's been ages since I've last had an intruder, and he was terribly annoying. Wouldn't stop screaming. First about how he'd vanquish me, and then about how much it hurt when I took his leg. So, what is it you wish to speak about, tiny human? Tell me of this message so important you'd give up your life for it. You need help. You're asking for my help. Have you forgotten what our relationship is, human? I know you lesser creatures tend to forget many things, so I'll remind you. I eat you, your food. I don't tend to help my food. No, I haven't eaten you yet. But you're pushing your luck by arguing with me. It's just a discussion. I'm not some foolish lower creature. Of course I can have a civilized discussion without eating anyone. I've dined with kings, I'll have you know, and they were honored to even have the chance to speak with one as great as I. No, I don't mean I ate them. I sat down to dinner with them. What? Yes, I can fit at a table. I'm not some hatchling that doesn't know simple transformation magic. Gods above, why am I even talking with this snack? I am rather gracious, aren't I? Yes, you should be very grateful that I've even tolerated your presence thus far. Fine. Tell me more about your tiny human problem before I get bored. Missing people. I hardly see how that's a problem of mine. Just because you all happen to live in my territory doesn't mean every little issue you have is my responsibility. You aren't my pets. Magic. You don't smell like a magic user. Tell me how you know. All right, fine. You have my valuable attention. Quickly now, explain. Corrupted? But I haven't felt any... Oh. Human, tell me what year it is. Yes, I see. Well, that explains that. Quiet, I'm thinking. Yes, yes, I can sense the corruption, human. Now shush before I set you ablaze. That long, too long. I haven't checked my territory. Anything could have happened in that time. Rivals could be encroaching on what is mine, and I wouldn't even know. Oh, I will crush them if they've tried. They will burn, and I will scatter the ashes. And whichever foolish magic user is trying to alter the arcane needs to be taken care of. Much to do. Much to do. Human. Oh, you startle so easily, like a little lamb. Calm yourself. You've made it this far. Don't give in to your terror now. I was almost impressed with how long you held out. Yes, I could smell your fear the entire time. You made a passable attempt at hiding it, but it's not surprising you could not fool my perception. Anyway, come here. Yes, here, in front of me. Now, before you wear my patience any farther. Good. Now stand still and don't flinch, or this may hurt more than I intended to. Really? You don't need to be so timid all of a sudden. I could have killed you at any moment during this conversation. There's no sense in panicking now. I just need some blood. A few drops, that's all. With a claw. Really now, I've humored you long enough. When I tell you to do something, you do it. You belong to me the moment you stepped into this lair. And your decisions no longer matter. Now hold out your arm. Good. See? Nothing to worry about. It's just a small slash. I'm sure it will heal in a couple weeks. Maybe. Now stop your whimpering while I use this and... There. All done. It's been a long time since I graced the world in this form. It always feels so fragile. Not that I couldn't still kill you easily, mind you, but there are certain limitations to looking like a human. Oh well, when needs must. Come along, we're going. Fine, finish wrapping your arm quickly. I'm growing impatient. We must be off. I've been gone from my lands far too long, and I need to do a survey of sorts. Stop your fussing and listen here. You will be accompanying me while I figure out who I need to kill. It's been too long since I've been away, and I don't know what's changed. I don't need your assistance. But there's no sense in doing everything myself when there's a perfectly good human to take care of the drudgery. No, your concerns mean nothing. I already told you, human. You belong to me. The moment you stepped into my lair, you forfeited your free will. You have been sacrificed. Your life is now mine. Now come along. We have enemies to burn.